No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed. We're your crew today for Just Plane Radio. Slightly under the weather. Yes, you know, I made a flight plan for Sun and Fun, and we were going to have not one, but three shows from the Sunset Grill at Sun and Fun. That was my flight plan, and if anything I've learned over the years with my training with my faithful flight instructor, Captain Ed here, is that you plan, you know, everything to the T, but then you got to roll with the changes. You got to be able to go with the flow and make adjustments as necessary if the environment, you know, dictates so. And that's what I did because I got sick. Yeah. And it screwed up everything. But yeah. I'm here today.
You're here, but Keith's not.
Keith's sick. So it's his turn.
So and next week, I had mine last month. So
was it in last month? You think?
Yeah, it was a month ago. So I'm hoping I'm going to miss this round.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. You know, Sun and Fun.
Because
focused.
Even though Greg was sick, we weren't. And we spent three glorious days at Sun and Fun.
Yeah. Well, Keith and Ed went over there, walked the grounds. And of course, Keith got sick. So, you know, or maybe he pulled down Zika. I know he didn't get that at Sun and Fun, and I know Lights is going to hate me for even bringing that up right now, but he is on Just Plane Radio with us right now, the Grand Poobah, the man behind the madness there at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. Lights, how are you, buddy? Welcome to Just Plane Radio.
Well, Greg and Ed, it's super to be with you guys. I'm starting to get my energy back up here. I rode me hard all last week as we had more airplanes at Sun and Fun than we've seen in over a decade.
Wow.
The ramp was packed from all the light sports, the home builds. General Aviation came in droves. Our vintage was packed, and the Warbird ramp, there wasn't an open space on them.
Yeah, the Warbird ramp was fuller than I'm used to seeing. They have two Corsairs, so I was happy. Yeah. I'm a Corsair freak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, two Corsairs, and we had seven. On one day, we actually up to eight Mustangs.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of jets, the F-86s, A-4s.
Yeah, I saw the F-86. We
had a vampire jet out there. Good golly almighty.
Wait, you had a vampire jet? What is that one that flies around?
Came in on Sunday and stayed through Thursday.
Okay, well, it flies around and swoops down on other planes and sucks the fuel out of them, or, I mean...
There you go. That's what it does. Don't go flying at night with the vampires in here.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Now, so all those military craft, the classic stuff, was that because of the focus on the, you know, the armed forces element that you added to Sun and Fun this year, or was it just coincidence?
No, it was the focus on the all the armed services. And recognizing those great men and women that make it possible for us to even have an aviation event like this, because you won't get to do it anywhere else in the world. Matter of fact, I had a delegation from China asking us, you know, how are we going to get this done in China? And I said, you're going to have your government open up the skies. Otherwise, it's going to be a walk-in, not a fly-in.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, interesting. Now, you know, I talked to our buddy Rob Ryder. Last week on the show as well, and he had invited me to come out to the flight line and watch him, you know, do the play-by-play for all the, you know, the fly-in show part of things and the night shows and everything. And I had this great opportunity, and I got sick. I was so bummed out. I don't want to wait till next year to do this. But
I'm sure he does other shows around the country. Might even be on about Oshkosh.
Yeah. I mean, do you do that with those guys as well, Lights? Do you kind of, you know, get up there on the flight line while they're doing the air show and kind of get a primo seat? Or are you just too busy, you know, handling other elements of Sun and Fun?
Well, I would love to tell you that I get to watch the air show, but I'm afraid until I leave the front office here, that ain't going to happen. I am all over the campus.
Yeah.
I catch glimpses of it as it's happening, but I am every one of the areas where our volunteers work and operate, and I'm ground making sure they've got what they need to get the job done, checking on their issues, patting them on the back, telling them what a great job they do, because they do make the difference. I'm handing out service pins for 30, 40 years of service out there. I'm giving chairman awards. I'm doing speaking engagements. I try to talk to the groups as they get together and explain to them what we're doing, why they're coming to Sun and Fun. It's fun. It's enjoyable. But they're making a donation to the future of aviation by coming to Sun and Fun.
Right.
And that kind of activity just takes my whole day. It usually starts at around 6:30 in the morning, and it ends up around 11 o'clock at night. I get 5 hours of sleep, and I run on raw energy, adrenaline, if you will, from Friday through Sunday until I just collapse. But it's all for a good cause, so my heart's in it. I do run up to the air show announcer stand on occasion. I make announcements up there, and I greet friends. I make award ceremony up there for the Flight Path of Fame for people like Stan 51. But I do try to get around the campus, but I don't get to sit down and watch the show. That's not an option.
Yeah. What about the air boss? Yeah. Are you hanging with him? Are you guys comparing notes with all the traffic flying in? And evidently, it was at record numbers this year. So I'm guessing you were in communique with him quite a bit this week. You think?
Well, there's actually two components to that. We have air traffic controllers that come in from all around the United States that we have to pay for right now. They're good folks. So don't misunderstand it here. The ATC guys are absolutely fabulous. They come in from Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. They're the top dogs in the business, and they climb up in our new, brand-new 141-foot tower. And I went over and said thank you to those guys on Saturday as they were getting ready. But we had a conga line of airplanes like we haven't seen since the 90s, all straight line in, coming into land, landing four airplanes at a time on two runways.
Wow.
All currently. It's just most impressive. And then I do go over and talk to the air boss. That air boss controls the air show component. We go to Wavered Airspace from around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 6, and I go up and obviously watch what he's doing. But he's a pretty much self-contained organization.
Yeah.
We talk before the show. When the show's over with, then I go up and thank him. It's George Klein. He's a fabulous guy, just a miracle worker on the air up there. He keeps our airplanes safe. So there's two components: ATC and an air boss. Got to tell you right now, I'm almost scared to say this. I've been here for 5 years. We every time we do this, we all talk about one thing and one thing only before we go to the show, and that's professionalism, professionalism, professionalism. If you do the job right every time, follow process, follow procedure, pay attention, use your head, at the end of the day, we will have had a safe event.
Yeah.
We're not talking about safety. I say this right up front. Safety is for sissies. If you're thinking about being safe, you're going to get hurt. If you're playing like a professional, you're going to walk away the same way you came into the game.
I like that approach. That's really good.
Focus on professionalism. Do it right every time. No questions asked. Don't deviate. And you'll always, always be a winner in the game.
Very good. Well said. Yeah. I would agree with that. I mean, that makes all the sense in the world. Now, is there anything, I guess you're most happy about the fact that you had such a great turnout. I mean, the weather might have been, somewhat.
Weather was perfect.
Yeah, it was the best weather.
I mean, a little rain on Thursday morning made it a little mushy, but I mean, I was out there Wednesday, perfect. Thursday, perfect. Friday, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the wind
weekend
came up,
was spectacular.
Kept the weekend was even better. Yeah. I wasn't out there, but like I say, the breeze came up, kept you nice and cool. And I mean, I just don't think you could have had a better week for it.
So my question for you, Lights, is what do you think the uptick was? Was it the weather, or do you think things are coming around economy wise, or a combination, or did you get any feel from the exhibitors or attendees that you spoke with?
Well, let me tell you what. It's never just one thing, but it is a combined effort, and I'll put it into several pieces of that. One of it is the last 5 years, we've worked very, very hard at creating the image that we are the friendliest, most enjoyable air show on the planet to come to, air show, expo, fly-in, and we've got that attitude going. Everybody wears a button that says, "How may I help you?" So we're getting the image of Sun and Fun turned around to a bunch of greedy folks just collecting your dollars and hoping at the end of the day we've got enough money to pay for a party. The reality is we're here for the future of aviation and pour our money back into aviation education. So people are getting that. So that they're paying attention to that. We've worked real hard on social media. We reached over 10 million people in this week. It's a record for us. We worked very hard on telling our story and doing it in the medium that people pay attention to, and that's social media. We had great weather. That made it easier to get in there. It was all the way across middle America, all the way up into Texas, Tennessee, Indiana, Illinois, all the way to Pennsylvania. So it all flew in. The economy's better. Gas prices are down. So you combine all that together with great weather, and all these friendly people providing you an opportunity to enjoy flying, why wouldn't you come?
Absolutely.
Well, I want to chime in on something you're saying about social media. I am a fan of your Facebook page, and even after I came back on Saturday, I was watching the feed all day long to see what new things were being added. Love the night air show picture there with the two Mustangs, and it looks like it must have been a time delay thing because you've got all the glitter of airplanes behind it. It's just absolutely fabulous. But you're right. I was watching Facebook all day Saturday when I was back at work trying to see what was going on down there.
Mm-hmm. And I was sick in bed, you know, looking at it going, doggone it, I wanted to be there.
You missed a really, really good one because the flight line, all the camping areas were filled, and the parking lot was two-thirds full. In the past, it's been the parking lot was full and the ramp was somewhat sparse. We've reversed that trend. We're packed in there. Airplanes everywhere.
Well, we're going to talk more about the things that I missed at Sun and Fun. Lights, thanks for rubbing in and make me feel bad or even worse than I do. And we'll talk to you again real soon and make sure that doesn't happen next year, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much. Greg, Ed, you guys have a great day. As we stay around here, I hope you have a Sun and Fun day.
Absolutely. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What's going on?
We're losing altitude. I'm going to try to put her down at that Air Force base.
Hey, hang on, Chris. We've got a distress call coming in.
Mayday! Mayday! Requesting emergency landing!
I see you, pilot. You are clear for landing.
This is going to be nuts.
God be with them.
And look,
they're in love.
Girl, I hope you'll be waiting for me when my plane lands.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed. We're rounding out your crew today as it's Keith's turn to be sick. You know, he's just missing a studio show. I missed Sun and Fun. I'm
well,
so
Greg,
annoyed. Yeah, what?
That's your life.
Yeah, what, that my life is just sucks? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying.
If it sucks to be me?
Murphy's Law.
Okay, yeah, because usually it's pretty
usually
good.
You're the one on the beautiful islands, mm-hmm. diving, yeah. and all this other yeah. stuff. So, you know, and we're sitting back home. So, you know, yeah. sorry.
Your turn. Upstairs is payback time.
I think it's karma.
Okay, we'll go with that as well. All right, Dennis, however, is on with us via the web, and he was there at Sun and Fun. Everybody was at Sun and Fun except me.
Everybody that mattered was at Sun.
Well, okay, maybe. So Dennis and his son Austin were out there. You had a big old time, I guess, right, Dennis?
We had a great time. We showed up Thursday night into the Orlando area, and then spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the air show. And like Light said, the weather was fantastic. Everything was absolutely perfect.
Yeah. So you saw you got in when again?
We came in late Thursday night, okay. So we didn't actually get to the air show till Friday.
Got it. But you saw Saturday night's nighttime event.
We stayed for the night air show again. Yeah. It's just impressive. We actually got to sit right in front of where the Aeroshell aircraft were, so we got to watch everybody kind of starting up for their routines and taxiing out. And yeah, it was a perfect position.
What with a wall of fire? Did you see that as the grand finale? Where they like?
Nah. You didn't. I got enough sunburn.
Yeah. They like carpet bombed the runway there. It's so impressive. I mean, and well, you think like
we
this
were there a
can't
couple
be
years
legal.
Ago. Yeah, we were there a couple years ago when they did that at the night air show, and we were in. I don't know if it was the EA tent. And
yeah, so
it was,
yeah, you know, I think
right
so.
Right up show center, and you could feel the concussion of the blast.
Mm-hmm.
It was like cool.
It was like this wouldn't be allowed anywhere outside of the state of Florida. I mean, in Florida, you know,
they do it all over the place at air shows.
Do they do the wall of fire? Really?
Yeah, they do. They call it pyrotechnics, but that it really is when they simulate the battle, especially at a show that's got World War II aircraft. You know, they try to make one look like a mushroom cloud when B-29 flies.
Right. The mushroom cloud thing, I understand, but
the airplane flying down strafing, they'll get the multiple explosions
progressing
down the field,
carpet bombing or whatever. I guess that's what it's. But it looks so cool. You feel it and you see how big the explosions are. You're thinking, this really doesn't seem safe.
Well, now, I was talking to a customer. He was in the office yesterday morning, and he was saying that he saw the show, and he's like, the first time they set off those blasts, he said, he asked himself, wait a minute, is this part of the show, or did something just happen?
Exactly, because it is huge.
Yeah.
It is massive explosions, and it's really unlike anything you see, even at the theme parks at Disney something.
Yeah,
it's way bigger. I've never seen anything like that wall of fire.
A lot better than anything you see on a video game.
Exactly, for sure. Well, you know, just going to an air show like that, Sun and Fun, way better than going and spending, you know, your son spending, like, you know, 5 days a week or 7 days a week on Xbox. And you took Austin down there. And
Mine doesn't. I took his Xbox away.
Oh, okay. But you took Austin, your son, down there. Has he got the bug? He's got the aviation bug, doesn't he, Dennis?
Yeah, he's got the bug pretty bad. He's been working on his private here, and you know, if anything motivated him, I think getting out to the air show, seeing all those planes, seeing the things that he could start to fly, going through the booths and having practically every regional airline and flight school pulling him aside and saying, hey, let us tell you about our program. Let us tell you how we're going to offer you a job when you get your instrument rating in college.
Wow.
You know, it's nice. They're that eager right now for pilots.
Cool. I mean, last year, Austin went out there and he got to sit in the cockpit of one of the Blue Angels planes.
Oh, wow.
Actually the cockpit of the P-51 Mustang from Stallion 51.
Oh, even better.
The air show.
Heck with an F-18, P-51.
I thought he did the Blue Angel thing, too. He didn't do that?
It was just the Mustang from Stallion 51. But
just.
He kicked off the air. Just. That was his dream, actually, was to sit in that cockpit. And so...
for a few thousand dollars, you can do more than sit.
What's that?
True.
For a few thousand dollars, you can do more than sit.
Well, you don't need that much money. You just got to suck up to them.
That's what they do for a living.
Oh.
It's like $3,000 for a 20-minute ride.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, but it is a three-hour experience. I mean, they go through an hour ground school, and then you got the flight, and then you get a debrief afterwards. So, I mean, they try to stretch it out and make it seem like it's a...
It is. I've had a couple customers go through and do it, and it is very well done, they've said. And we taught one of their flight instructors for his instrument instructor. So, you know, whenever he come in, I ask him more questions about the P-51 than about instrument flying.
Well, that's the thing on your list. Isn't that the thing you said even at Christmas?
I keep telling my wife, just that. For 10 years, that would be my Christmas and birthday present. Just give me that.
But it's $3,000 for 3 hours?
Actually, about the introductory flight, about a 20-minute flight, but 3-hour experience.
Yeah, and but it's cost $3,000,
something like that. I don't know.
But we
got good friends that work there. KT, Sid's wife is in the marketing end of it, and we do need to get them on the show because not just her side of that, but they also wrote a book and they're in the dive. They were in the dive business, Treasure Hunters. Remember, we met her at NBA that one year?
Yeah, absolutely. And we could suck up to them and get a preferred customer discount.
And Sid flies that B-25 that Tom Haines flew. He's one of the pilots for Panchito.
All right, so are you saying they know us? Or know of us?
They know me.
So we taught Sid
how to fly.
Okay, do they know me?
No.
Okay, then we might be able to get a
chance.
Yeah, there's still a chance.
Okay, I see where he's going.
Otherwise, yeah, they'll charge us double or something for sure.
No, you definitely need to get
Lee Lauterbach from Stallion 51 on. His backstory is just incredible. He used to be the corporate pilot for Arnold Palmer. Yeah, he's got 9,000 hours in Mustangs or something like that. He's got the most hours of any pilot in the P-51. He is a civilian contractor to the Navy test pilot program. So, I mean, he's got stories he could tell. And he likes to say, or at least they said this during the air show, he doesn't like to say he's got the most hours in the Mustang. He's survived the most bad landings in the Mustang.
I don't know if... Is that something... Is that a good thing?
I guess he teaches in it.
He teaches the P-51.
He teaches people how to fly P-51.
So poorly, it sounds like to me.
No, he's saying that he has survived those poor landings by the people he's teaching.
Okay.
People like you.
I rest my case. Okay. Well, it sounds like we're just scratching the surface with what you saw at Sun and Fun. Am I right, Dennis?
Yes.
Okay.
There was so much to see, and I'm glad we were able to spend, you know, 2.5-3 days there this year instead of trying to get it all done in just over a day.
All right. Well, I'll give you the opportunity to even rub it in more here next as we continue to reflect on my absence from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, right here on Just Plain Radio.
No wonder the show is so good this year.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. We are rounding out your crew here as we reflect on the event of the year that I missed. And I'm feeling kind of miserable about it. And I don't know, my voice is already going. I can tell you hear it.
Yeah.
Slipping away. So we'll see how this unfolds as we cruise through the latest aviation news and information. However, I do got Dennis on to help us out, who was at Sun and Fun with Captain Ed and Keith. Everyone was there except me. Anybody who was anybody in the aviation world or has any interest in it goes to this spring break for aviators, and I feel so left out. I'm bummed, and I can't allow this to happen again. Yeah, okay. All right, but Dennis, okay, you saw the P-51. You saw some other things, I know, that you would like to share with us today from Sun and Fun. Am I right or what?
Yep.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, this is the first time that we've actually had an opportunity to fly during the air show. Ooh. We didn't actually fly in. We flew commercial, but because it was the tribute to the military during the show, they had the Army Aviation Historical Society there offering rides in Hueys and Huey Cobras.
Wait, that's the helicopter from the MASH TV show.
No, that's
the Bell 47.
Huey would be the Vietnam helicopter.
Oh, okay. So it's even cooler.
Think Apocalypse Now.
Oh, that is even better. Now. So you were the one dropping the bombs for the Wall of Fire, the carpet bombing?
No, but we were coming in after they cleared the LZ, you know.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So did you go in the Cobra or the Huey?
Well, we couldn't afford the Cobra.
Okay.
Why? How much
that was that? One at a time in the front seat. But the Cobra, I think, was like $350 to $500, depending on whether you wanted a full or a half ride. But they would take up to 10 people at a time in the rat back of a Huey. I actually got a door seat, so I was able to sit right on the edge, be able to look out, great pictures, and got to fly over the showgrounds. We were watching Ultralights and LSAs coming into their separate runway right underneath us, and got to do a flyby down the whole main showgrounds and over the campgrounds. That was worth it. That was the best $75 tax-deductible donation I've ever made.
Yeah, Keith and I saw that and both said, we should do that. Of course, we didn't have time.
Yeah, but you saw Dennis up there.
Probably did.
He was waving at you. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Wheels up, flaps down. Let's fly.
I wanna fly. I'm ready to burn down all the walls that I've been building up inside. Whoa, oh, I wanna fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Dennis via the web. Now we're joined by AOPA's Tom Haynes. He is the big cheese. He was at Sun and Fun, too. Once again, I'm the only one who didn't make it. It's just not fair. But, Tom, welcome anyway. I'm glad you're joining us to help out today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Hey, did you have a good time in Lakeland, by the way?
Yeah. I did. It was actually quite a very pleasant show. You know, lots of times Sun and Fun turns into Mud and Sun and all kinds of things like that. But we had a good week all in all.
Yeah, the weather was really perfect, especially Saturday, which is by far their biggest day of the week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like picture perfect weather.
It was.
And I was sitting there just like hacking and coughing and just.
Everybody was asking about you, man. They were saying, hey, where's Greg?
It's like, where is he? He owes us money. But anyway. All right. So, I'm going to get back to some of the other things that Dennis saw in just a bit. But, Tom, I want to throw the floor to you. What about, from your perspective, maybe some of the things that AOPA was doing, but was there anything that jumped out this year in particular that caught your eye at Sun and Fun or what?
Well, there are a couple of interesting airplanes there. There's a Brazilian biplane amphibious two-seater across from the AOPA tent that was pretty interesting. And then just prior to that, of course, we had the Icon contract come out and make public, and that caused a big stir.
Yeah, that did.
Well, now, what does that mean exactly? What, the first one that was sold or something, or what do you mean?
It's the first time that anybody's gotten a chance to see the sales contract associated with the Icon A5.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be 40 pages long to buy a two-place light sport aircraft that's going to cost about $250,000 to $300,000. 40 pages where you can buy a Cirrus for literally one page. I've seen the Cirrus contract. It is quite literally one page, and that's a $900,000 airplane.
No, what's the dealio with that? That doesn't make sense, does it? Why would you got to spend?
Well, they're trying to control a few things.
They're trying to control through. They want people to be able to read. Is that it? Or, I mean, what's going on? What's the inside scoop there, Tom? What can you tell us?
Well, their version of the story is that they are really out to promote safety and limit liability on themselves. And I think every pilot out there would agree that personal responsibility and safety is something we can all agree with. And I think that most pilots are in favor of limited liability, and that manufacturers shouldn't get sued for cases that, you know, were not the fault of the airplane.
Right. I see. Yeah.
And this has a lot of language in there trying to protect the company, but there's also some other really unusual requirements. For example, if I own an A5 and I want to sell it to, say, Ed, I have to pay Icon $2,000 for the privilege of selling the airplane that I own. And then
what?
If I can't convince Ed to sign the same contract that I signed that limits liability for Icon, then I have to pay $5,000 to Icon plus the $2,000 for the privilege of selling my airplane.
You know, this sounds like the green M&M writer for Van Halen's backstage concerts or something, you know, from the 80s. What's up with that? I mean, I understand them wanting to limit liability. Sure. You can't blame them because they are doing a pretty innovative thing with that airplane. But I would imagine that's not going over real well, you know, for pilots as a whole. Is that the vibe you got on the Sun and Fun, you know, grounds, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, certainly on the story we had on our site the week before, it was like 98% negative. Mm. And what's interesting is, I think, as I said, I think most pilots in general are in favor of many of the things they're trying to accomplish. I think they just kind of, the tone of their message was off.
Yeah.
And I think even ICON in our follow-up conversations with them, they seem to recognize that they kind of missed the messaging part.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to find them go back and retool that a little bit and come out with probably something that's not hugely different than what we've already seen, but might come out with a little bit different tone to it.
Got it. Now, let's look at a more positive thing. The first plane you mentioned, that Brazilian float plane. What is that, a float plane with a thong? Explain. That sounds a little more appealing or upbeat than me.
Right. It's really smooth.
Is it or what?
Yes.
Would you just see it and it looked attractive? Or
yeah, no, it's just an interesting one. I hadn't seen it before. It was brand new to the show, and we're talking to them. Hopefully, get a chance to fly it. But in the context of what it is that ICON is doing, it would be a competitor to that. Except this happens to be a biplane, which looks a little weird, but might actually, from a handling standpoint, be kind of interesting on the water.
Interesting, a biplane, which is
two wings. One on top of the other.
So is it a big one like I want for my diving, or no?
No.
No, it's too small for that.
This is a little two-seater.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So
yeah, I want something bigger, like what did we look at NA or NBAA?
That was the Osprey? Twin Otter.
The Twin Otter, right.
Yeah. There you go.
But that was too big.
Floats.
I still want the Quest Kodiak, or Zodiac. Or Quest Kodiak. Okay. Kodiak. I'll get it right. See, they'll never give me one if I can't say their damn model of their airplane correctly.
That and a few other reasons.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, that and 1.5 million reasons. Yeah. But, all right, well, cool. And then I'm sure you guys were doing a lot of stuff for AOPA there, you know, getting people to upgrade their membership or get some new features out there. Anything news and newsworthy in that arena there, Tom, or what?
Well, we had a lot of great attendance at our seminars. We actually broke records at our tent for the seminars that we hold there. And ADS-B was a subject we covered every day, and we had a full house every day. So that's something that still pilots have a lot of questions about, not surprisingly. But otherwise, yeah, we had a lot of other things going on around the tent. Of course, we had the simulator set up for youth, well, anybody, but a lot of kids came by and got exposure to what it's like to fly the Redbird simulators.
Right.
And good time. Good crowds all around.
Yeah. Now, I know there's some big news. Dennis was mentioning this during the commercial break, and Ed, you're familiar with this story, and Tom is too. So what is the story exactly?
That Dynon and EAA partnered and got approval from the FAA to install some of the Dynon displays in certified airplanes, which previously they'd only been inserted into light sport or experimental, because they are, they were developed for that industry. But what we're trying to get done is move them into the standard category airplane to decrease the cost of avionics.
Yeah. Getting a good vibe on that one, Tom? Because I know that's been something you guys been covering quite a bit on AOPA Live. Am I right?
Yeah, that's definitely a big deal. There's actually several things going on kind of related to that. We've heard about the Part 23 rewrite that's been working for years, and finally the notice of proposed rulemaking came out on that just a couple of weeks ago. This is similar to that, but actually on a much faster track, and it also is much more relevant to the legacy fleet, those of us who own older airplanes. This provides a pathway, we believe, we're still trying to understand it exactly, but provides a pathway for the installation of a variety of non-TSO'd avionics, basically experimental avionics, in certified airplanes that most of us fly. So now I can take my older 172, for example, which has conventional, you know, six-pack and electrical mechanical instruments, and put some glass displays in it that provide much better situational awareness or solid-state gyros in it, so they're more reliable.
Yeah.
And And also, next step, we hope, and we're working closely with the FAA on this right now and have been for several months, actually, quietly, haven't said anything, but on autopilots as being the next thing we'd like to see installed in light airplanes, because right now, conventional autopilots are very expensive to install.
Oh, yeah.
Aftermarket-wise, and the experimental ones that you can get for like $3,000 that are highly capable, fully digital, envelope protection, and bring a lot of safety, and they're simply not available for legacy airplanes, really, at any price.
Yeah. We played with one. We got to test fly an RV-12, and they had an autopilot in, and there's this wings level button. I'm like,
right.
So cool. And then
press the button and make sure you don't.
And of course, I had ruled out that as an option if we get one of these airplanes because of expense. And then I asked him how much it was. I'm like, okay, we can include that. It was only about $3,000 to add it.
Right. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was like, okay.
Does it include the inflatable pilot like in the airplane movies or no?
It's
auto
a juice.
Pilot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Auto.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, it sounds pretty cool. And just this is making me more depressed. The more I hear that all this stuff you guys saw at Sun and Fun, it's just irritating me. But I guess it's a good thing. I don't know.
That's our goal.
Yeah,
that's my goal in life is to irritate Greg.
Ed and Keith usually, that's pretty much what the show is about.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect that to get that from Dennis, let alone Tom Haynes from AOPA. But hey, what are you going to do?
They're catching on.
Oh, brother. I got a headache. So we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with some more personal things that, Tom was handling with his own plane, and Dennis told us about a cool place aviators can go have a brewski when they're not flying. Next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Level her off. Good job. You hear that? Flawless. It makes sense. It's a second nature. I've logged a lot of remote control hours. Gus, what would you say is harder, RC or the real thing?
The real thing.
Tough call.
I'm flying across the ocean.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed from FTPros.com, by the way. Flight Training Professionals is their flight school that you can call them up, and him and Keith might teach you how to fly. But we also have AOPA's Tom Haynes. Check out AOPA Live, of course, every week. Cool little news feature for aviators. And Dennis is with us. And Dennis, before I go back to Tom here a bit, I want to talk about this place you found. It's on Disney property, and it's...
Disney Springs.
Have you been there?
I haven't. Maggie has.
Okay. So one of our flight instructor friends has been to this. And we haven't been there, but it's a bar for pilots. It's just for us. Am I right, Dennis, or what?
Yeah, it's called the Hangar Bar. It's supposed to be Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar. The Jock is the pilot from the first Indiana Jones. You know, why does it always have to be snakes? You know, that
guy. Right.
And so it's the motif is kind of set around that... that Barnstormers era, all of the old junk and airplane stuff sitting inside of a barn kind of a place. And we were looking around, and here, what do we see up in the top? But there was a full hard hat dive suit and old scuba tanks and stuff up there. So kind of, for you, Greg, it appeals to both of your shows.
Ooh, I like it. Sounds like a new broadcast location for Just Plain Radio. And maybe even scuba radio. Who knows?
We should do a live remote from there. Yeah. You know, it overlooks the water by the Disney Springs there, so you can see the little boats carrying people back and forth between the Crab House.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, I haven't been down to that part of Disney in quite some time.
Yeah, it's all been redone.
I have a reason to go back. So that's the flight bar. What is it, Hangar Bar?
It's Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar at Disney Springs.
At Disney Springs. Okay. Yeah, what do you think? Tom, have you heard about this place or no?
I have not. Of course, the first thing that jumps to mind when you talk about broadcasting from there, I wonder what Disney charges for such an opportunity.
Oh, they wouldn't charge me.
The mouse tax?
Yeah.
But the good news is, because of the TFR, you won't have any of that pesky airplane noise in the background.
Exactly.
Right. No, but surprisingly, there was several helicopters that were constantly flying over.
The air tours have, as long as they got squawk code, they could fly all over there.
Well, there you go. They just get a variance or whatever?
Well, no, it's a waiver that they have, and they have a discrete code. They squawk it so they know it's the tour helicopters.
Yeah, but Disney has their hand on it. You know, it the hand only has four fingers, but they're getting a piece of that action, I have no doubt. Anyway, moving on. Now, Tom, this week I saw on Facebook that you're flying your Bonanza around. You had an issue and something happened and you got it all fixed or what? Tell me the story. It sounds pretty cool from what I saw.
Yeah, no, I was coming back from Sun Fun on Sunday, and started the airplane up, taxied out, did the run-up, and with a constant speed propeller, one of the things you check during the run-up is to pull the prop control back and expect that it's going to change the pitch in the propeller. You're going to hear the change in the sound, change in RPM, oil pressure, all that sort of thing. And nothing happened. The control moved back in my hand, and there was no change whatsoever in the engine. So I tried a couple different RPMs, and I had the same thought. It sounds like a cable. I was hoping it was only a cable.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Went back and made a call to a friend of mine who's a mechanic, and he gave me a little advice on where to look. And sure enough, I opened up part of the cowling, and there's the cable laying there. And the little bracket that's attached to the prop governor had just worn through it. There was a hole where the cable attaches, and over the years, it had just completely vibrated that hole wide open, and the cable just simply fell out.
Wow.
So
that in like a fix on the fly kind of thing that you can do on your own. You had to recruit a friend or something or what? What happened with the mechanic?
Well, I checked with the this is over at Tampa Executive, and I checked with the shop or the desk there, and they called in a mechanic who was super nice to come in on a Sunday, and I had already figured out what the problem was. He quickly was able to make a repair that got me home, and I was on my way in about 90 minutes, so not a bad delay.
That's
at all.
That's not bad at all. On a Sunday,
and,
that's perfect.
I was happy to pay the call-out fee because it wasn't all that much, for one thing. It was a very reasonable rate, and got me home no problem. So the airplane's in the shop today getting a permanent fix.
But yeah, just chipping in, helping you out, even when it's a Sunday, let alone the weekend of Sun and Fun, which I'm sure they're even busier at that time of year. Now, leading up to Sun and Fun, you were in the Bahamas doing something, and I'm thinking...
He flies B-25s, he goes to the Bahamas.
Yeah, he sounds like me. You know, he's doing the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing. Well,
except he actually flies, Greg.
Okay, quit it, you guys. Really?
Yep.
I already got enough aches and pains. I don't need any more in my groin area. You hear what I'm saying? All right, anyway, Tom, so what were you doing in the Bahamas? What was that?
Well, we were down there just, I mean, to be perfectly honest, we were recreating, which is one of the great things you can do with a general aviation airplane, particularly one as cool as a caravan on floats. And we had some friends down there, and we did a little fishing. We did some snorkeling. We went into Thunderball off of Stanley Key, where
they did the Bond. Yeah, I've dove there.
Yeah, James Bond film over there. So we snorkeled into that place, which you brought in there.
Yeah.
Did you get to swim with the pigs at Stanley Key as well?
Of course we did.
Did you really? You saw the pigs.
We swam with the
Good
pigs,
for you.
Which is a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just Google this. Swim with the pigs in the Bahamas.
Well, actually, one of your videos promoting the Bahamas not too long ago, they had it on it.
Yeah. Well, you got to clarify that. I've learned this over the years because sometimes when I've said that on our scuba show, people say, quit making fun of those big women in the Bahamas. That's not right. And I'm like, no, they're really pigs. The real animals, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, so you did a little bit of that. So it was just a fun recreational thing you did on the side. It really wasn't business related, I guess, is what you're saying, right?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. But,
nice.
It's just a great reminder to pilots of all the great places you can go with a general aviation airplane. I mean, it's close, it's fun, it's convenient, it's easy to get there.
Yeah. I mean, you would have had way more fun if you would have called me, Ed, and Keith and said, hey, I got an extra seat in this caravan. You guys want to go swim with some pigs? That sounds like a good time.
Keith doesn't know how to swim.
Well, you always need an anchor in this crew, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.